century Japan. Brave men ride into battle, fighting an evil emperor. With their only hope, a golden scepter that can open the gates of time itself. Now, in their darkest hour, come four brave fighters from another time, another place, another species.
You were expecting maybe the Addams Family?
They're back, and they're back in time.
People, welcome to another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I am your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one.
I am your drunken co-host, Cody.
And we are here to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Cody.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This. I think we should do a best and worst of Spoiling at the Movies, and I think this might be number one right now.
It could top. What was the previous first one? Justice League War, maybe?
Justice League War. Was that. What was the live action one we did that was. Oh, that He Man.
That was worse than this.
No, it wasn't.
No.
You know what?
I asked him about it quicker.
Because, you know. It did too. That's the thing.
It really did.
That first 5 minutes, I remember that scene exactly. Cause I remember saying before we did the review, I was like, I'm glad Cody saw it today, because I'm like, I think I forgot that movie, even though I just saw it at midnight last night, and I'm like, hey, I don't remember much. And then thinking about it, I was just like, as soon as you said the first 5 minutes, I was like, those niggas was dancing. I remember that.
Yes.
They came out that subway train and just started doing like the swim, whatever the fuck they was doing back in the 80s and shit. Like, he did this little swim there. I was like, oh my god.
This shit was fucking horrendous. Everything.
Don't talk about these turtles, Cody. They love these turtles, Cody.
Oh god, I don't love these turtles.
Those suits, Cody.
Those reject suits. I'm like, oh my god.
You nailed it when you said that tweet. You nailed it perfectly. Even Mr. Ben at Chomp Downs, yeah. I had to spit my drink. That's a fine waste of alcohol right there. But he said, I had to spit my beer out when I read that. I was like, yeah, you and me both, brother. Because that motherfucker was spot on with that analogy. Oh my god, what the fuck is the plot synopsis of this? You know what we're going to do, Kurt? We both going to give one. And I want to see how yours differs from mine.
Oh god. Man.
All right, Cody, here's my plot synopsis, what I got out of the movie. Let's see if you got anything differently. So, you're going to laugh at this, people. So, April finds a time traveling device in an antique, no, not even an antique shop. What did they call those? A thrift stores back in the day?
Whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, she finds
flea market.
The flea market. You're right. She finds an antique at the flea market. And I kid you not, this scene drug on because she said the word Japanese 4 times in this scene. I was just like, we fucking get it by the signatures on the damn symbol or whatever. I don't know if they think all Americans are stupid, but there's a complete total difference between Chinese and Japanese writing language or whatever.
Yes.
I can tell what the fuck it is. People probably say, oh, you got Japanese. No, any moron can figure that out. Not to mention, samurai movie? Hello. Yes. Hello. Just put that out, which is very racist as fuck, by the way. I don't know how the turtles pulled that off, but so, out of nowhere, she gets teleported into, I don't even know what time frame this is.
I believe it's feudal Japan.
You gotta be shitting me. Okay. Anyway, to the fact that they just automatically got books on the fucking place in their little sewer. That blew my fucking mind. I was like, when the fuck did you ever learn about that in history? So the turtles decide we gotta go back in time to save April. And meanwhile, when they travel back in time, Michelangelo. That's right, people. I didn't stutter. Michelangelo somehow finds a heart to like the girl that's there, and he wants to stay. And Raphael becomes a pedophile and likes the boy and wants to stay. and there was a lot of weird ass shit going on. And I'm not gonna lie, Cody, when they time traveled and they got in these armors and stuff, did it not feel like they forgot what the fuck they were supposed to do when they got there?
Yeah. I was like, it was a bunch of hijinks.
Thank you. Yes.
It turned into the fucking Three Stooges. Yes. That's what it turned into.
Yeah, because Michael is out of here. It's just these three motherfuckers. Raph, Leonardo, and Donatello, whatever. And we just follow them doing antics and shit like that. I'm just like, are y'all gonna save April or what? What the fuck? Come on now. Are we gonna drag this plot out and stuff? So meanwhile, they gotta stop the evil forces and then bada bing, bada boom. There you go. That's Cody would say. Yes. Did you get anything different from this plot, Cody, on that?
No, that's pretty much the same exact thing I was gonna say. I was just gonna point out the convenience about how the person who time travels who switches spots, they acquire their clothing.
Why?
Which makes no fucking sense.
But yet, April could still bring her items, like her watch.
Yes, her watch that whatever the fuck, that Walkman, whatever the fuck the thing was.
That thing before our time, that's what the fuck it was. Even I looked at that and said, damn, that is some sorcery shit right there. That old, outdated fuck. Oh, and they love their pop music in these turtle movies, Cody. Hey, how in the fuck, now, I'm joking about the Walkman. The Walkman worked without the headphones plugged in.
Yes.
And the batteries even got thrown out. And yet this motherfucker, it got louder. I was like, yes. Okay. Because they wanted you to hear that soundtrack, Cody.
I don't know if you remember this. Remember that Japanese dude? He was looking at the mural with the turtles?
Yes.
Was that before they went back in time? I don't
remember. That was before, yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make sure. That makes no fucking sense.
And then they tried to talk about their ancestors.
Like, you know, this is like a scientific experiment. Whatever. I forgot where that fucking goop came from. Turtles origins. This is shit.
Wait, I so wanted to talk to you about that mural. You gotta be shitting me. When I saw that mural, I was like, this is. Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me. This is supposed to be the demon, the copper, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a demon. Okay. He's a demon's
Oh, my God.
Turtles. Okay.
They stopped his great ancestor millenniums ago, some shit like that, whatever, and now they come back to stop him. I was like, a word? A word?
Yeah.
That mural shit, though, that shit blew my fucking mind.
This is everywhere.
I needed to pause it to send you a Snapchat of that shit real quick. I was like, you gotta look at this shit I'm looking at right now, whatever. I kid you not, this is one of those movies that we easily probably should have watched together, because the stupid shit in this film is something that I'm afraid me and him are the only ones that's gonna get it, because everybody loves these fucking turtles so much. And I feel like we are just out of the blue with this, because me and Cody, as you know, we don't really give a fuck about turtles.
Oh, God, no.
And I'm not gonna lie, this movie proved there is no other property stupider than this.
No, this is one of the worst properties of all fucking time.
Yeah, this is probably, I don't give a fuck, I'll take He-Man over it. He-Man, Transformers, Volt, all that shit, whatever.
I probably would, maybe, I gotta think about that.
Yeah, you gotta watch some shows first. You know? That show might make you a homophobe, Cody. Yes. Anyway. That man with the sword told me to suck a dick. But you look at this one, and you're like, I don't think it. And I'm trying to remember the. But because there was a point in this movie where I said, there is no other property stupider than this.
Oh.
I literally looked up photos. I was looking up Power Rangers. I was like, no. I was like, this shit made Power Rangers look like Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. It really did. That Power Rangers movie, that 1995.
Yes. And Turbo.
And
the shit they still make today. It ain't got shit on this, Cody.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the martial arts action scenes? Oh. I thought I was watching that vampire movie that Z made again with the courtyard. That's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, Cody.
Man, there was so many problems with those fight scenes. I can't count them. I'm not gonna even go over all the little fucking problems, man. It's gonna take up the entire fucking duration of this goddamn podcast.
You talking about?
My God.
Like how trained samurais are running from motherfuckers that are. They're putting on funny hats and just making faces.
Or my favorite part when that girl was going to shoot an arrow at one of the turtles. And then one of the turtles throws a sigh at it.
Yeah, I know.
At the bow and arrow. And she just stopped to look at it like she can't fucking fire another arrow.
Like,
what?
And speaking of that girl just hung out in that fucking tree half of this movie. She's a warrior and she's fierce and everything. Every time I saw her, she's in a fucking tree. I was looking at her like, and mind you, She knocks Michelangelo out with a stick and hits him in the back of his shell and knocks him out cold with that shit. And then they show you later in the movie when Raphael got hit in the shell, it doesn't have no effect on him. And I was thinking that throughout the whole fucking movie. I was like, why would he get unconscious when he gets hit in a shell? Rather it was on the back or front or whatever and shit.
Shell.
He doesn't feel shit on that. I was like, wow, this movie didn't even got consistency together.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, and they brought back my favorite character, Cody, Casey. Hey, bring this motherfucker back.
Oh, they brought him back twice, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
The whole time. Point of that. They really had to just tie that shit in there.
And then,
why?
What was his plan? Nothing. Plan Cody was, take me with you. That was his first line in the movie. Take me with you. It's like, what? What? Oh, you would last in New York, right? Then he double crosses him.
Yes.
And then he has a heart of gold. And then he's just like, why? I don't see nothing. And the thing is, April and them don't tell him, you're better than, they don't give him any kind of speeches like that. Just out of nowhere, he's just like, maybe we shouldn't kill them. We don't problem. It's like, you're a thief, a liar, and a scoundrel. Why do you give a fuck if they kill them or not? And speaking of killing, oh my fucking God, Cody, how many times did they do some Dragon Ball Z shit with these guns? And I felt like another episode was about to happen where they actually shot a turtle because they pointed those guns at these turtles for goddamn 5 minutes long before they fired the damn thing.
Especially during, like, toward the last 20 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God! The turtles were fucking surrounded.
Yes, and they ran.
At that point, when they actually shot at them, but they sunk to their shells. Whatever, they popped back out. But they literally could just shot them right after that. Had multiple firearms on their asses. Multiple.
Cody's talking about an army of probably like, I'm being generous, 50 men, maybe.
Yes. 50, yes. At least
50 men or more. And the scene that Cody just said, as soon as he pops his head back out, they run away. And what do the turtles do? They do some power range shit, but they jumping around going, yeah, take that. I was like, I never want to watch this fucking movie ever again. I think I despise this movie.
Can we talk about the shitty-ass villain in here?
Which one?
the Englishman.
The Englishman. Was that nigga? I thought you was watching it with me. I was about to send you a text. Is that nigga a pirate or what? What was he supposed to do?
Look at that sequence by the beach where he's using that candy.
Yes! This motherfucker was painting a flower before that. Okay. Oh my God. Dude, this movie had the audacity to have multiple villains, Cody. This movie had the audacity to have time traveling. I was like watching this. I was like, so many movies I didn't seen in the past year with time traveling, multiple villains or whatever. And I'm just like, this movie actually had the balls to go there. Wow. Had the balls to go there. And then, oh, don't forget the names too. The Raphael's son, Cody. Because that's what their names were in this Japanese time frame. Raphael's son.
Yeah, Raphael's son. Gotta
add that son on it. That son. That son on it. Raphael's son. I was just like rolling my eyes. And I was like, nobody's attachment to anyone in this past time here makes any goddamn sense. Yes. Michelangelo, I remember rolling my eyes saying, is he gonna fuck that girl? I was like, did you at least once think about it? It's like, is something going to happen? I was like, I'm getting creeped out, right? Is something really going to happen between these two motherfuckers right here?
Yeah, I was like, does he know what he's doing? The girl is obviously tying up with the dude that got transported to New York, so what the fuck was he thinking?
And plus, you a turtle? You a fucking turtle, okay? You ain't getting none, all right? Yeah. None of this shit. And for the love of God, Cody, we're going to be on this one for a while. I was going to say this for last, but I got to get it out now. Those cheap-ass suits. Good Lord.
Man, you know what? I figured out why they look worse in this movie as compared to the previous movies.
Oh, yeah.
It was a different company. It wasn't Jim Henson's cruiser shop.
And they tell you that right at the beginning, too.
Yeah, it was a completely different company.
Now, I always thought the helmets were fucked up looking things.
Yeah, I always thought it looked like shit. They look like shit during each movie, but this one
not only looked like shit, it was creepy.
Yes.
Did you not get afraid when them eyes was just rolling up?
Like, what the fuck did
they have
trying to embarrass in that game? I swear.
I thought a goddamn clicker was coming at my ass.
When what was it? Leonardo was getting CPR to that boy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. This could be completely fucking different.
I said, Oh man, maybe we're missing a subtext. This is about pedophilia or something like that. What in the blue fuck is going on here, right? When I saw that card, I was just like, why didn't he ask April to do that? This is weird as shit. Your mouth can't even. Your
mouth! Your whole fucking mouth is like swallowing that boy's hair. He don't even blow hair to him.
Because they show you close-up shots of him.
Yeah, right like, there.
I was like, his lips ain't even touching that fucking boy right now. I was like, I don't even know what. I was like, I think he wants to fuck you. Yeah. Wow, that shit was just weird. But those, that's why I posted that photo of Raphael. Look, because that was the first time I noticed it when it happened. When I was like, holy shit, them eyes are looking every which way that's going. This and it just got, it became a horror movie after that scene for me. I was afraid of these turns. I was literally afraid. What you, especially when they were trying to make faces at guards and shit, like fucking with them, whatever. And they were like doing that eye roll. I was like, I'm literally afraid of these things.
Yes.
They're like, scary as fuck. They're emotionless. They don't have any soul.
Scary as fuck. You big ass.
Like they
big ass chiclet teeth.
The fucking chiclet gum teeth. I think Billy played that turtle.
Michelangelo.
You trying to hit that white girl, that Asian girl. Oh my god. I literally was terrified of these turtles, Cody, like watching the show. It's like, oh my god, this is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life. What kid would want to watch this back in the day?
Exactly.
I was like, did they find any of this shit was like straight out of some Dark Crystal shit, people. We're talking like some labyrinth shit. Like,
yes.
Like, I'm looking at them like, nah, this some scary looking shit, whatever.
And my God.
Anybody that ever says these new turtles in CG look like shit, man, you ain't seen nothing until you watch this goddamn movie. Man, these costumes, dude, I straight up just looked at them and was just like, this is the worst looking fucking costume I think I've ever seen in cinema history.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think there's any contest. I don't think anybody can even fucking argue that.
Like, even the legs and the fucking, they show you, man, they can use some good close up shots. Yeah. There was one of Leonardo who bent over for a quick 7-2 or whatever. I was like, dude, you got a tube up your ass right now. I was like, damn, you can tell they just got cheap with this movie.
Which
I'm shocked by, because wasn't the second one a success?
Yeah, the first two movies, I think they were successes. That's why they made a fucking third one, so.
Didn't they make a fourth one? I don't think, no.
And this one did okay, too. It had a $21 million budget.
I know.
Made $42 million total.
Which I'm not shocked on that $21 million budget either, because that was like, this shit don't even, this is like a Renaissance fair right now.
Really?
None of this shit looked like it was any part of Japan or anything like that. I was like, yeah, it looked like y'all just found an empty vacant lot for a carnival.
Yeah, that's about it.
And just filmed this shit there. Because how many locations were there, Cody, in this film? Three?
Three, yeah, he had the little forest area.
Mm-hmm.
The little place where, I guess the feudal Japan housing area, whatever the fuck it was.
Yep.
And then New York.
Not even New York, the subway.
Yeah, subway.
The sewerway and whatever and shit. Oh, and not to mention the four Asian guys that got tricked. Okay, that didn't make any sense to me. Why did four people or anybody had to come and take the person's place?
I don't understand that. That was never explained.
Like, I thought, like, oh, if you hold the staff, that's the only way the time traveling works.
Yeah.
But no, you just travel back. And it, like, it chose the most random-ass people to travel. And then they, with that time traveling device, by the way, at one point, they made it seem like, oh, we have to be back at this time. But Michelangelo, he doesn't make it back the first time. He comes right away, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that this thing's been a flea market this whole time, and nobody's picked this thing up, and it hasn't sent them back in time or something like that?
Right.
Okay, and oh, not to mention, we want to talk about costumes. Splinter.
Okay.
What the fuck was that, Cody? What the hell was that, Cody? Please. I couldn't tell, to be honest. I was like, is that a costume or is that a puppet? What is that thing, Cody? Please.
Speaking of Splinter, something that's been bugged me throughout all his iterations, throughout the turtle mythos, if you will. I'm fucking saying that. The fuck does a sewer rat born in the NYC have this stereotypical ass sensei?
Why is the guy that time traveled calling him sensei? Did that not blow your mind? When he said, what's going on, Sensei Splinter? I was like, wait, what?
What? Yeah, shit do it.
I like how nobody's freaking out that they're talking to a giant rat that knows martial arts. We're gonna go through our stigma again. Knows martial arts and eats pizza.
Was he in that mural too?
No, unfortunately he was not. He was not ever. That motherfucker had some weird ass dialogue too. And not to mention, Cody, the biggest shocker of all, he spoke Japanese too.
Yes.
My eyes rolled back in my head and said, no, he does not speak Japanese now.
I care what his turtle fan was to defend this shit. Please. Please. I beg.
Oh, shit, Cody. Oh, shit. I think I'm dying. I don't want this to be the last movie I see before I die. This can't be the last movie I see before I die. No. God, no. I gotta see a good movie for it. But, this movie was so fucking ridiculous. And Casey takes them to a fucking, what kind of bar was it? It's like a teenager bar or something like that.
Yeah.
Takes these Japanese dude to a teenage bar. And they're talking about, oh, we want to stay. We're gonna play hockey, whatever. So they just fight all the time. And this shit. And then, back to the villain, Cody. We get past the Asian villain. We're talking about this British pirate motherfucker, whatever. But like, Cody, I had to think about this myself because I didn't want to get on this air and say something stupid reviewing this stupid shit.
Yeah.
But was pirates and Englishmen in this time frame of when these motherfucking Japanese samurai soldiers were around?
Man, I honestly can't tell you. I'm no history buff.
I'm not gonna lie, Cody. I almost did history research for this fucking movie. I was like, no, this movie ain't gonna have me doing that. No, I said I am not about to sit up here and fucking Google search. I said no, because did you see what was the dude that played this fucker name? Was Walker his name? No. What was that guy's name?
Was Walker?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Lord Norin.
No, that was it.
That was the Asian dude.
Yeah.
Damn, I think it was. Was it what? No.
That'd be Walker, right?
That's I think it was Walker.
Because I see on his fucking Wikipedia.
I'm looking at it right now, too. Yeah, it was him. It was Stuart Wilson III, Cody. Oh, no, the second. Who played Walker. He was like some well-defined... He looked like a fucking captain of a pirate ship. I ain't gonna lie. He looked like he belonged in fucking Caribbean. He looked like he belonged in Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that. I think that's who's supposed to play Jeffrey Rush. And his crew, like, was missing teeth and had these dirty rags on and shit like that or whatever. I'm looking at them going, like, are we constraining two time frames together that ain't even supposed to be together? Like, one wasn't around when the other was, okay? And I remember having that debate myself. I pulled my phone and I was like, no, this movie ain't gonna reduce me to looking this shit up. This movie is not gonna fucking have me doing research on pirates and Japanese samurai soldiers teaming up to fight fucking ancient demons that were known as the Turtles.
Oh, God.
And that mural, which, by the way, where the fuck did that mural come from?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because it doesn't make sense.
This shit was just laying on the table when they shot.
Laying there.
I like when the, what's her name, Mitsu finally sees it. She looks at them and is like, oh, the ancient warrior. Like, because they don't tell you nothing about this mural, people. They just keep showing it to you.
Yeah.
They just tell you about these demons. And then when they finally see it, the turtles, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Raphael or whatever. And one of them said, yo, we ancient and all that, Holmes. I was like, hey, Cody, yeah, I don't blame you for hating me for this movie now.
I fucking hate you, man.
When they said, like, oh, we legendary, bro, and shit like that, it's like, oh, it's a wigger ass turtles. Fucking wigger turtles is what I'm looking at right now, Cody.
Well, one of them made that Don King joke, and I was like, okay.
Oh, and that was most of the movie, too. It was just making jokes about shit that nobody gives a fuck no more about in the 90s. It's like,
yes.
Okay, we get it. I don't think any kid would fucking recognize any of this shit that you
bring. No.
No. Even at the age that I was when this movie came out, I don't know who the fuck Don King was.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the Don King hairstyle. And then what was up with that Asian dude in the torture room?
Oh.
What in the blue fuck was that, Cody? Turtles show up, he just locks himself up in a cage that's not even it's not even locked, Cody.
Yes.
It's not even locked.
He just pulls himself up and shit. Like, what are you doing?
Was you not saying that throughout the whole movie? Though? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's going on right now?
Once you can see where he's like, feet to slop the cats and stuff, like, what?
Why would cats be in the fucking sewer hole?
Yes.
And then it's the turtles, and they show up and they grab him and throw him back in there. I'm just like, wow, this, you can tell this movie is so cheap because we're literally just retreading back to the same shit we've already seen now.
Yeah.
And they show up to have this big master showdown to save Mitsu. And I gotta tell you, this was probably one of the most laughable choreography scenes. I literally thought I was watching that vampire movie with Z did. Watching this shit, because half of it wasn't even fighting.
Yeah.
It was them, like Cody Sarah, just making gags and shit. And soldiers running away. Until these motherfuckers showed up with guns.
Fucking silly.
Silly went a long way. And this motherfucker got hit with a fireball, Cody. And not to mention that 1990s cheap effect of them falling down on the ground. No! That shit took you back, didn't it? Yes.
It was terrible.
That shit took me way back. I was like, we can tell he's just laying on the ground, and yes. It, literally, you just got a ground moving or whatever. He, no! You know what? I want to apologize to Dark Knight Rises for saying having the worst death ever to Talia al Ghul. I found it. It's here.
Yes.
Not to mention that they blow the bell that they locked that Asian master samurai warrior, and then they shoot a fucking cannon at his ass. How he survived that makes no fucking sense, but hey, I'll go with it, right, Cody?
Yeah, you gotta go with it. They have that turret mural, so yeah, you gotta go with it.
Because diversity, Cody, that's why I'm going with it.
Why not?
This movie had more Asian people than fucking Muslims. It doesn't help that they made them all buffoons and shit like that. It was just like,
oh, the fucking, everybody's Michelangelo in this film.
Yeah, the funny thing was, Michelangelo was the only one that wasn't Michelangelo. Yeah. This motherfucker started talking about,
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Motherfucker started talking some shit, Cody. I thought I could stay here with you, Mitsu. And I love the look on her face. Best acting in the whole movie. No. Oh. She's like, God. She said, you got to go. She had to feed him some bullshit ass story. You got to go because he promised he's going to come back. I need human dick.
That's what she was saying.
Not term dick. Like, I don't even think that was acting. I think she really just got terrified of that costume.
There's animatronics out there on set. She was like, no.
Easy has it been must to act against these turtles to go up against them. Like, I'll show you some real fucking fear going up against these things. That's one of those things when you're a kid and you go to Disneyland for the first time and you see those dudes in those suits and shit, like, you just afraid. As a grown ass man, I would run from these turtles dressed like that. Tell you right, 28 years old, Cody, I'd run my ass off from these things.
Oh god, anybody would. Let alone fucking children.
And Mitsu was giving that signal like a motherfucker. She was just like, yeah. Oh, no, you need to go. You got to go right now. He's like, I thought I could stay with you, though, girl. I thought, like, you know, me and you could have something. She was like, oh, no, no. She was like that Mexican maid in Family Guy. No, no, no. Her English slowly went away.
All right.
No, no, no. Hey, you speak Spanish, too? Oh, just no, no. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Why did they make a big deal about her being all brave and shit like that, by the way? She didn't do shit in this movie.
No fucking thing.
And at one point, I was like, is she the daughter? Or what?
Right.
What's so important about her?
I think they're like two rival families or something like that.
Yeah, and like, you don't never see this girl's family besides her whatever. Was that grandfather or some shit like that?
I don't fucking know.
Who's senile as fucking this film, so it's like nothing really bad and shit, you know? Not to mention Michelangelo, he saves the child from burning to death and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how you leave a kid in the fucking building. Like, okay, I'm getting sick of that trope, Cody. Wait, first of all, this house ain't even on a fucking stairway, nothing like that. You mean tell me this kid just sat in that goddamn room until this motherfucker burned that way?
Yep.
And then he finally stuck his head out the window and said, help! Until that motherfucker burned to the ground for him to finally come in. Somebody save me with that. It's like, you mean to tell me you couldn't run your little ass out there yourself?
Yeah.
That shit's getting old in movies. We gotta stop this shit. But this one had to be the most unrealistic one I've ever seen. I was just like, the window is literally right there. Just jump out that motherfucker. Like, Cody, he's literally on the fucking ground.
I know.
Jump out the fucking window. That kid deserved to die. Not to mention, they find the scepter that helps him time travel and shit. And they were told to hide it because Mitsu thought that they wouldn't stay if they knew the story. I was like, where the fuck did this subplot come from?
You're right.
Did she see the mural too before that or what?
Man, I don't fucking know.
Oh, she's the trained warrior to help them fight the war and stuff like that. I was like, this army doesn't seem that tough, to be honest. They seem like a bunch of bitches, to be honest. This movie overall was pretty fucking laughable and horrible, and I hope to God we never have to come back to these turtles ever again, to be honest.
I never want to see anything turtle-related ever again. I'm done.
This was worse than I thought it was going to be, too.
I'm out, dude. Fuck these turtles, man.
Oh, and fuck April, too. She was annoying as shit in this movie. She was getting on my goddamn nerves. I love it, too, when she tore her little dress off. You see the legs. I was like, that bitch is bony as hell. They showed Leonardo and Dante like getting a boner over her and shit like that. It's like, what the fuck is this right now? And like, she even smiles at them, go like, "What are you guys?" And I was like, "What the fuck? Are we actually insinuating that like she's teasing these turtles with her right now?" I'm just like, "Oh, that bitch is in some weird shit now."
Seriously.
Maybe this was the movie that was showing the turtles were maturing and growing up. They're no longer teenagers, Cody.
Oh God, stop.
And you can't watch these movies and tell me that the new ones don't show Leonardo as a fucking leader, because in here, that motherfucker was an afterthought. Other than giving CPR, other than giving fake ass CPR to a person, he didn't. No, I don't think anyone in this movie really stood out in their personalities.
No, hell, nobody. And not a single fucking soul.
And they got the audacity to shit on that first new movie that just came. Like. Man, y'all can't tell me that this shit right here, though, is what y'all want out of Turtles.
Damn.
Because the new ones, I would say, those got way more personality out of them Turtles than these motherfuckers do.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They all can just blend in with each other and shit.
Yeah.
You take their mask off, you just be like, only way I can tell is which one got the most chipperest of teeth.
Yep.
Which one looks more creepier? Leo got them spaces in the between or whatever, so I kind of see those, right? I can see that. But other than that, I'm just like, yeah, I don't... Oh, Cody, do you remember the part where Michelangelo locked himself in a room? Oh, well, they locked him in a room where that nigga didn't know how to open the door?
Yes.
No locks on the people.
No locks.
Because the samurai warriors that come, they just... Oh, no, I'm sorry, the pirate motherfuckers that come, they just open the door, and he just standing there. I'm just like, this motherfucker couldn't find a door? Like... We spending like 10 minutes of him looking out of cracks and shit, talking about, oh, there's a fire going on. This motherfucker couldn't over there. This movie drags longer than a Dragon Ball Z episode. I'll tell you this right now.
It really does.
This shit just went on. And that last 20 minutes, was that not the last 20? That was the longest 20 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we can get into final thoughts. Do you got anything else to say about this masterpiece of a film, Cody? Oh, and they go back to New York and they dance again.
That's how they ended shit on the fucking dance number.
Yep, they did a dance number. Not to mention with Splinter wearing a goddamn lamp.
Oh, I forgot about that. Why?
Once again, that question Cody asked, what the fuck are y'all doing, right?
Came up. No, that's fucking franchise, man. I never have and never will.
Did you not feel like you was in a theater room watching this shit? Like, it's just like I remember because I opened up my door and almost ran out. I was like, wait, I live here. What the hell am I doing? I'm running away from my TV.
I was a cop in my bed watching shit on my iPad, man. It started getting hot and bothered. Yeah. Shit. It all scrappy.
Same here. I was watching. I usually watch these movies before I go to bed. And I was watching it on my iPad or whatever, and I told Cody I almost balled up into a fetal position. I was like on my all fours with my head and into the fucking headrest and shit. I was just like,
Literally, I know exactly the movie I was in for the first fucking five minutes,
55
seconds. I
checked
the fucking time.
When these motherfuckers came out that subway dancing, doing that Egyptian dance and shit, I was just like, oh God. And then you got Splinter just popping up out of the subway like he's Mr. Rogers and shit or whatever stuff. Wasn't that like Mr. Rogers sticking his head in the little subway tunnel and shit? And you see all the puppets playing. That's what Splinter was for here. He just sticks his head out and they all dancing and he just like, and they all talking about the, oh, we're turtles. I don't know how many times they gotta say we fucking turtles and shit like that. It's like, oh my God. Please just stop it. Shit. And that dance number at the end with Casey just watching, I was just like, oh boy, I don't know how does this man exist in this world, please? How does anybody exist in this world? I just don't get it. I'll never get it. I think I'll be able to solve why do humans exist before I understand the turtles.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. Final thoughts now, Cody? I don't think there's not a lot to say except the movie fucking drag.
I think we sipped in all the bullshit, so...
God.
Yeah, man, this...
I don't know what to say.
it's a Turtles film. I mean, I don't know what else to say about this shit, man. If you're a Turtle fan, even if you're a Turtle fan, I don't say you like this fucking film or defend it. I just, there's just no way out.
If you're a cinema fan, I don't see how you can like this film.
No, cinema fan, Turtle fan of movies in general. This movie is a steam pile of shit, top to bottom. There's no other way around it.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm pretty sure I'm correct in saying this. There cannot be a single human being on this planet, on God's green earth, galactic green earth, that likes this fucking film.
Yeah.
And if there is, please write into this show. And if you're listening to this right now, I would like to have a sit down discussion with you.
About your life.
See what the fuck is wrong with you.
About your life.
Yes.
Oh shit.
This is like I can see where you're coming from, see your perspective on this shit, because I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. Like you said, people were bitching about the new Turtle films and all that. Yeah, they're not great, whatever. And that last one kind of shitty. I haven't seen it as heard it was.
Oh yeah, it's shitty.
At least they gave you something, you know what I mean?
They gave you the personalities at least. Here, everybody just blends in together. He's just like, I don't get the difference here, or whatever.
Yeah,
shit.
Even the CGI, I thought it looked pretty good. Compared to the fucking rubber suits throughout these goddamn three films.
I can't believe people like that. I still can't get over that shit now.
I don't get that at all.
That one's going to baffle me the most.
That shit is distracting as fuck. People love that 1990 film, but I can't get past because those fucking costumes look terrible.
Those costumes are creepy as fuck. Especially with the heads. Them eyes are rolling.
That's that shitty ass quality. I can't get past this, dude. That
fucking shit.
Arnold Schwarzenegger more from that girl than
Paul
Rico. Yeah. That shit looks better than the goddamn Turtles.
I think personally, this is some fucking cinema hipster shit when people say that's CGI.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
That is some cinema hipster shit, because you know, you can't sit up here and tell, oh, they're just a bunch of CG clayed monster, whatever, fuck, whatever shit. You can't sit up here and tell me that shit doesn't look as better than this shit we just looked at right now.
Thank you.
It's some hipster shit. It's got to be some cinema hipster shit.
Yeah. It has to be some hipster shit. Or you just have to play fucking devil's advocate just because you're a dick.
Yeah, because you think yourself so highly as a fan of cinema and shit like that you just got to go, oh, I only believe in practical effects. And just shut the fuck up, please. Because I'm going to tell you right, this look like shit. And damn, the turtles and everything else look like shit.
Everything about this production was shit. The music was shit. Not just the goddamn acting. This fucking story and all this goddamn coincidences.
Oh my god.
Shit, it didn't make sense at all. Oh god, that is not a goddamn thing to write home about with this fucking movie, man. Nothing.
I was gonna say.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, I will go out and live and say, yeah, this is the first worst fucking movie reviewed on fucking Splint movies. This is the one. Easily, this is the one.
I wish this came out in 2016. This would be my number one worst of I think I hate this movie.
Easily, man. When I say fuck you four minutes in.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a lie too. I opened up a bottle too, Cody. And I didn't even drink
it. This could be nothing good.
I opened up a bottle, Cody. I didn't even fucking pour a drink, Cody says. That's how much.
I was debating drinking, too. I had a drink last night. That's why I didn't drink. But still.
That was my thing. I had opened a bottle, and I just looked at that bottle in that first 5 minutes. And you said, and I just looked at it and said, I don't want to taint this bottle with this viewing here. So I'm going to just put the cap back on this.
No, that would be the service of that fucking bottle. You spent all that hard-earned money
for. Yes. I said, I'm going to watch this sober. And I can't remember the last time I was, like, beating my head. Like, especially for spoiling the movies or whatever. Shit. Like, we see some bad shit on here. But this is the first time I literally was, like, plunging my head into the fucking headboard of my bitch. Just going, oh, God. Please end already. And this is probably the shortest fucking movie we've reviewed on here.
Too. Yes. Oh, God, man. Yeah, overall, man, this gets the mightiest old fuckers, man. I can't give anything less than that.
I found some people that liked it, Cody. I looked it up for you.
Oh, God.
I got one, a chick from New York Times. Yeah. You know what? I'm with Cody now. Fuck New York. yeah, fuck that state now. That whole city can burn. The turtles themselves are better natured than ever and ever nicely mellowed. What?
What?
You thought they were better natured together? Alright.
What?
Okay, she clearly saw a different fucking film then. I got another one from Hal Henson from Washington Post. If the first sequel was a photocopy of the original, the second sequel is a tracing of a photocopy. It's the same business twice removed and twice. What the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck did he just say?
Even I'm confused. I'm like, wait, what?
Huh?
Huh? Huh? Or is Amethyst posing that photo with Jamal? Who? What? Yeah. I feel like that's one of those things where it is like Star-Lord or whatever. When somebody finally says his name, he gets excited and shit. Somebody finally gets this dude review and they go like, oh. They're like them sloths in Zootopia with the slow smile or whatever. Just, ah. I think that's this guy with his review and shit. Hopefully this guy's dead now because I didn't get the fucking word what he said. That's some hipster shit for your ass right there. A review that don't make no damn sense because he thinks he's too smart. I got another one here from Kurt Dalkey, Apollo Guide. Oh, you're going to laugh at this one, Cody.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Achieves a degree of grace. I would never use that word with any of these movies.
What the fuck did he just say?
Achieves a degree of grace, goofiness, and agreeability.
Are any of these critics RT certified? I hope not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, fuck.
And they got a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is fucking generous as hell, if you ask me.
Generous as fuck.
And he says, goofiness and agreeability. I didn't agree with nothing in this film. That can often be lost in seriously drudgery of everyday life. Oh, my God. No, he just like compared this to everyday life.
Okay. That's...
This movie has social commentary.
I do not know. Wow.
Hey, Cody, just rewatch it. Maybe you missed it. That's what it was.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, Cody, so do you agree with that?
Fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, I'm with Cody on this, man. Oh, wow. I'm looking at even fan reviews. I'm seeing 4- and 5-star reviews and shit.
What the fuck?
I prefer this sequel over the second one. Wow. Some people approve of this one over the Vanilla Ice one. First of all, he says his first positive, Cody, is the turtles actually use their weapons in this movie to a greater degree.
They ain't do shit with those weapons.
I'm about to say they didn't do a goddamn thing. You know what? Those newer ones use the fucking weapons more because you know why? They have bigger fights to fight in the fucking end. You know why? Because they can actually stab something because it's a CG creature and not affect anything in life. You can't stab a motherfucker in a costume in these movies.
Jesus.
Weapons this movie. The story is vastly different. Casey Jones is back in the story, and finally, the villain is played by the awesome Stuart Wilson, who does an amazing job. Oh, God. They thought Stuart Wilson was good in this?
Okay.
I got one, Cody, that had a change of heart. This one's great right here. It said, he gave it 5 stars. He says, I did not respect this movie as a child. I remember hating this one more than anything until I recently decided to give all the movies a try again. Turns out, I love this one more than all of them.
Wow.
It's the most creative one yet, and I think as a child it's hard to follow, but as an adult, it's actually entertaining to see the Ninja Turtles in 1600 Japan. Damn, they was in 1600. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Now I got a date on this motherfucker? Are you kidding? I got more problems with this movie now. You gotta be shit. 1600, Cody? Oh, okay. 1600 Japan, when being a ninja is a way of life, it's the perfect place for the Turtles adventure, too. They brought Casey Jones back, and it tied up the series really well. I think anyone who watches as a kid and hated it because it strayed away from the Turtles we were used to should give it a retry because it's totally worth it, dude. The negatives he put in here, I could have done without the ancient turtle scroll. Hey, but you can't do without that. That's the main plot of the movie.
The main plot. It sets the stage.
Yes. That they're here for greater power than they are.
Oh, God.
That's the only negative you have to show.
What? Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, so we just nitpicking it, huh, Cody?
Yeah, apparently.
Because apparently, hated this movie as kids, and we hate it as adults now, too. So we are nitpicking our asses off. Well, people, hey, if You think we full of shit? Go ahead and watch this movie. It is on Netflix for your viewing. It's on fucking Amazon Prime. It's all streaming devices for your needs.
Yes, watch indeed.
I'm with Cody. I hated everything about this goddamn movie. I've never seen a movie that made me want to beat my... especially in this past year alone, whatever. Paranormal Activity kicked off. Me crying like a bitch in theaters. I got this movie making me bang my head against a wall and shit like that. We're starting to watch a lot of movies now that are making me have different approaches to how to come about my feelings toward them. And this one took the cake of almost wanting to damage myself so much to put in a hospital. I was literally hoping 911 would have came and got my ass or something like that. This movie, it was literally a chore to watch. It was hard to get through it, and the only joy I got out of it is knowing that I watched it before Cody and knowing that he had to sit through it.
Son of a bitch.
The biggest you know, my friend.
Son of a bitch.
And seeing his Twitter reaction, I expected nothing less from him. I actually would have been blown away had he told me he liked this shit, because I would have been looking at him.
Man.
Like, I think our friendship would have ended, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah.
I don't think we...
He's playing you. Man, that TMNT 3 was actually pretty good, man.
I'd have looked at you and said, you know, I don't think we need to ever hang out again. This is one of those movies, people. It's like one of those, if you like this movie, we should never hang out ever again.
No, never.
I don't think we should ever talk about cinema ever again. We shouldn't talk about film ever.
We shouldn't interact.
No, and if we ever came across each other and I couldn't get away from you and you even bring up the word film... like Cody said before we started recording, I might have to strangle this motherfucker now. I might have to strangle this motherfucker, because to sit up here and preach this shit, and I already know what you're going to say, yeah, but it's the Turtles, what do you expect? I expect quality.
Yes.
I don't give a damn how stupid a property, I expect some kind of quality, and this had none of it. It's a low fuck it. I think it's possibly the worst movie probably reviewed on there, just on the simple fact that Cody said the best. He-Man went by a lot quicker than this shit did.
Yes, it did.
This shit dragged on and on. And then to end it with a dance number with a crappy-ass pop song in the background. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, God. And while the credits were rolling, too.
Fuck you, movie.
Yeah, fuck this movie, people. Oh, God. Hey, well, Cody, it's your live-action turn next.
It is my live-action turn. I'm going to try to... brighten up the proceedings, goddamn.
I don't know about you, but I'm defeated.
I mean, we gotta do something more lighthearted.
Yeah, you gotta do something fun. Really good now.
Yeah, we're gonna do the original Men in Black.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's fun.
1997.
Oh, thank God. Whew.
So, yeah, so I think we deserve a break, people.
Some kind of fun and excitement, right? Back in the good old Will Smith days.
Yes, we like Big Willie.
Yeah, back in the Big Willie days. Remember that soundtrack? Yeah, shit, here comes a man in
black. Oh, yeah, I remember that very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Back then.
Oh, God. Hopefully it still saves the shit with us.
I hope so.
I hope the fuck too, because I ain't seen that movie.
So. I haven't watched in a while.
I ain't seen that movie forever too, guys.
I hope so. I think it will, actually.
I think it will, too. I'm actually hopeful on this one, holding up, whatever. I'm worried, but... Because I just don't want a movie I think is good to be terrible. But,
of course, of course.
But I'm predicting maybe high rentance, low streamance. I'm going there.
Okay.
That's what I'm predicting for me. I don't know how you're going to predict that, but that's where I'm going.
I'm going to say low see it.
Okay, that's where I'm going to. Did I say low streaming or see it?
You said streaming.
Oh, I didn't see it.
You caught that.
Yeah, I was like, damn, even I caught that shit. When you said see it, I was like, hey, what the fuck did I just say? So, yeah, I'm going around that area, too. So, well, people, that's... I've done another fucking edition of Spoiler of the Movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm drained. Not gonna lie, just reviewing this shit, I just drained my ass.
This is the first time I'm gonna lie. I don't even want to drink. I just want to lay down.
Yeah.
Just want to lay down and contemplate some things. So.
Yeah.
like that fucking artwork, right? Where the fuck are you right now? Where the fuck are you right now and shit?
Who you at with that artwork, man?
Jesus Christ, man. Shit.
Hope it looks something like that, P1. I'm about to send to you right now.
I think it's gonna look like these turtle outfits.
It'll be awesome. Hope the artwork looks like that right there.
We're gonna be wearing these turtle outfits, Cody. Oh, God. Oh. That fucking mural. I think I will add you in one of these murals or whatever and shit like that. Maybe that's what we should do for Halloween this year, Cody.
What was that?
Matching turtle suits. We should do that for Halloween.
Yeah, we should be the creepy ass turtle.
You ain't never gonna get no ass.
Yeah. Ella Costa, you talking tonight.
I can see Cody now taking his helmet. Hey, no, girl, I'm pretty. Look at me. Where you going? Ew, nigga, no. He'll be like, nigga, you smell like sewers and turtles. Takes the helmet off. I'm pretty, though. Look at me. You never put them helmets on.
Oh, God.
Oh, people, yes, we getting out of here now because this movie literally drained the fuck out of me right now. I'm tired now.
Yeah.
Tired, hungry.
Exhausted.
Everything that this movie tried to and failed. Yeah, that's where I am right now. So, people, I am your swelling host of the most, the phenomenal one.
And I am an always drunken co-host, Cody.
And we'll be back with some nice choice by Cody on animated and a nice choice on his live action. So we'll be out of this shitstorm for a whole month. So
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. I think we only going to do positive movies this summer. Anyway. I'm out of here. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards, you.
Oh, fuck this movie, seriously.
Eat a turtle dick.
Fucking right his turtle ass. Little turtle minuscule asshole. Fucking right up that ass.
Cinema presents
a Legorama.
The four greatest turtles.
Hey, all right. Yeah.
It's not just a job, it's an adventure.
Ever to go down in history.
It's just your ordinary time travel equal mass displacement kind of thing. Kids.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Help, I'm a turtle and I can't get up.